Hey, this is Malcolm D. Smith, and you're listening to the True You Podcast. I woke up this morning and I saw a message from a friend that was posted online, and it was very vulnerable. It was about a struggle that he was having. It was very raw and also very inspiring. I was actually thrilled for him, and the public declaration of a secret that he had held for most of his life as a way to free himself up and be known. But I noticed that for about an hour after I read that, I felt really heavy. I asked myself, how many people walk around with big secrets that they feel they have to carry alone? Maybe you have something like that. Maybe you're embarrassed about something you've done or something you haven't done that you feel you were supposed to do. Maybe it's around money. Maybe there's an addiction that you have to something that doesn't support the lifestyle that people feel you should live. Maybe it's your sexual orientation, your race, your gender, your weight. Maybe you've cheated on something or somebody. Maybe you've lied about something. Or maybe you're not living up to the expectations that somebody has of you. There are so many things that people may feel ashamed about or want to hide. And I imagine everyone has some version of that they're dealing with. It's what makes us human. It's a natural thing. And I think it's part of what we have to deal with when we're living our lives. Sometimes we can share things like my friend did today, and it creates a space for something new because we're not spending so much time dwelling on it and worrying what people are thinking. Brené Brown has a lot of great work around the power of vulnerability, and in that she speaks a lot about the destruction of shame. And I have a great appreciation for it because on some level it's so easy to relate to. She started talking about something that people had not had the courage or even knew that it was possible to talk about. In a way, she was a pioneer of a new level of being open about what people were dealing with in life. If you haven't read any of her works or seen anything online, I encourage you to check it out. A lot of people don't have someone like that to talk to about. If you have someone who you can talk to about things like that, that's great. Do you have that person who, no matter what you say or do, they're going to love you unconditionally? They may not agree with something you did, but they're willing to have a conversation and allow you to process it and figure it out for yourself. Maybe you need to talk to them about things that you're thrilled about that people wouldn't be thrilled about, or disappointments that you have. Maybe there's a fear that you've been trying to struggle with on your own, and you need someone to hear it just to get it out of your head. And you can say it to them and know that they will, as I said, will love you or support you no matter what. It's just part of the journey of life. Now, there are some people who are in situations and they don't have that person that they can be that vulnerable with and that transparent with in their life. And that's okay. You just don't have that person yet. Doesn't mean it can't happen. But then I invite you to look at, are there groups that are out there that you can connect with? People who are dealing with something that's similar. Maybe they're anonymous groups if you're not ready to be public about whatever it is that you're dealing with. There are definitely professionals you can speak to out there. Some people may not want to do that. Life is full of all kinds of challenges at different times in your life. The things that were difficult for you to deal with when you were in fourth grade or a walk in the park now as an adult. And you can watch kids dealing with those things and think, ugh, I wish those were the problems that I had. Over time, you'll get better at dealing with things. But the thing to know is that you're not alone in dealing with those things. There's a strength, actually, that comes or bubbles up to the top that's in you. It's deep inside you. And it can carry you through more things than you probably give yourself credit for. And you don't have to do it alone. But if you are alone, maybe it's journaling. Maybe it's creating an audio file of it. Maybe it's writing it out. Those are powerful tools for getting ideas out of your head, out into the open, and allowing you to know what you're dealing with. So for just a moment, I invite you to close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. And as you blow the air out, release any tension, frustration, or fear for just a moment. Maybe you want to put your hand on your chest and feel your heart beating. That beat that you feel, that's the miracle that makes you who you are. Every beat is pumping love through you. And you may think or feel that you're broken, but you're not. You're just dealing with stuff. You are love. Love is coursing through you. And you have challenges that you're dealing with, and you can get through them. It may take something, but you can get through them. Now I invite you to take another deep breath and say, either out loud or to yourself, I am love. And breathe out any doubt or fear that comes up the minute you say that. You can open your eyes now if you've closed them. And you can do that at any point. It's just to stop and take a moment to A, remember who you are, or B, create who you are and release the lie that you are believing is you in that moment. I spoke in a previous podcast about habits, and I invite you to ask yourself if you've developed a habit of forgetting who you are. Have you developed a habit of talking poorly to yourself? Sometimes when it's a habit, you don't even know you're doing it. It's automatically there. And if you've been doing this for years, decades, it's going to be a hard habit to break. It is a muscle that you have developed, and you may need to build a different muscle. Doesn't mean it's impossible. Sometimes the things that take the longest are worth every step of that journey. So I invite you to take that on for a day, for a week, maybe even for a month. The task of catching yourself when you speak poorly about yourself, or when you don't give yourself the grace and space to make mistakes and learn. Have that be your next challenge for yourself, and a step towards becoming the true you. You know, you are a gift, whether it's your presence in people's lives, the talents that you share with others, or the story that's sitting inside of you about that struggle that you're going through or that you're coming through, that when you tell that story, it's going to help someone else. They're going to realize that they're not the only one that's struggling with a certain topic. They can learn from you, and that in and of itself is a gift that you can give to someone. I've talked to people, and it was hard for them to see or accept themselves as a gift. And if that's the case for you, ask what it would be like, or what would you need to do in order to try on that you are a gift. Maybe it's that you are a gift, but you forgot, or maybe you never knew. You never even thought to think of yourself as a gift. But it may just alter the way that you see yourself and your life. So that's what I have for you today. I'd be very interested in hearing what you see for yourselves, what you're taking on. Feel free to write to me at info@iammalcolm.com. Thank you for your time today. I look forward to our next time together. And until then, have a great day, be good to yourself, and be the true you. Take care. The truth.